Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Fan Morning Show with Colin and Chris on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
All right, Chris out, Jim out, Jeff Hathorn's in, and producer Matt, he's out as well. See if Kel Berger back in studio helping us out here. The Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. End of the hour, you're going to hear full Sid from postgame. You're going to want to hear that at about 7:48 today. The full Sid, he spoke to the media, stepped up as captain, and fielded those questions, and they weren't easy, but I don't know. I'm beside myself this morning. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Mike Sullivan has some decisions moving forward. He has the easiest decision in Pittsburgh sports coaching history. Coaching history in this town. Murray's done. Finished. The Petrie goal that rolled up his face and his chest and went in. Is it a soft goal? I don't know. Is it a great shot? I don't know. Can it go in? No. No. Is this loss to be blamed on Matt Murray? No. He's now 2-10 in his last 12. He made some good saves last night, but he made 27 saves. This is the easiest decision ever. The case for Tristan Jarry to play isn't one that I need to stand here and yell and scream about or make some big case or cite a bunch of stats. You've got an all-star goalie who's sitting there watching a guy who's now 2-10 in his last 12 playoff games. Tristan Jarry plays on Friday at 4 o'clock. He plays in that game. And then he gets ready for the quick turnaround if he wins that game and plays in the decisive game on Saturday, whatever time, I think it's still TBA. He plays on a back-to-back. He plays 2 days in a row. That's the way it is. Tristan Jarry, it's his net now until they lose. If he wins on Friday, it continues, and he plays in that decisive game. There is no case to be made for Matt Murray to stay in there. There's nothing to be said. There's zero that Sully could say. I don't care if it's his guy. I don't care if it wasn't his fault. I don't care if Jack Johnson and if Justin Schultz skate backward away from the play and allow a 2-on-0. It doesn't matter anymore. You have to shake it up. You have to change it. It's the easiest decision in the history of this town, Jeff, and it has to happen.
I'm going with Matt Murray in net. I don't want a guy that hasn't played since early March in an elimination game. It's only played a period and a half in an exhibition game to go out there when our butts are on the line. Maybe I make another lineup change. Maybe I do sit Jack Johnson, even though he's big on PK. But I think, you know, you could put in a Ruweedle and he could fill that role. I am not going with a guy who's never been in the postseason. I'm going with the guy that I've put out there so far. He's been good enough for them to have won this series, let alone lead in this series. So I'm not making that change. I'll change somewhere else, and I might go with Jared McCann back at the third line center because of
I've known you for a long time. You really helped me in my career, and you've been somebody I've really looked up to. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say. Honestly. Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say, Jeff.
I think the easiest thing to do is to blame the goalie and make that switch. That's the easy route. I don't think that's their biggest issue. That's why I don't want to make goalie an issue if it hasn't been an issue. I can make other changes. The symbolism of changing the goalie, but that's not the right move here.
If I get in a car wreck, okay, and I'm going to liken it to this. If I get in a car wreck and the ambulance and it comes picks me up, right? And I fracture my fibula, which is like a big deal, right? That's like a big bone. and I fracture my fibula, and I also have a broken wrist, which isn't that big of a deal, just a small broken wrist or a couple broken fingers. And they're going to work on my fibula. They are. I mean, that's a big deal, right? But they're not just going to say, let's leave your wrist alone. It's allowed to be more than one thing. And I guess that's what I'm getting at here. Is Matt Murray the big problem? No. No, he isn't the biggest problem. But there's allowed to be more than one. And Matt Murray has become a problem in so much as this. Whether it's just symbolism or whether it's real, a shakeup doesn't hurt you, I don't think. You're not going to a true backup. You're going to a guy that was better during the season than Matt Murray was. You're going to a guy that was an all-star, and you're going to a guy that's not a down-the-liner. You're going to a guy that a case could be made that should have played to begin with. This isn't 1-2. It's 1-1A. And some might even make the argument that the better guy didn't even play to begin with. That's why. This isn't a true backup situation.
The experience that Murray has, if I'm Sullivan, I'm walking in that room and I'm saying, you guys, you are my team, and you need to go out and execute and all that rah-rah stuff that he's going to say before game four, but I would not make that switch. I'm not going to a guy who hasn't been in the postseason. I'm sticking all right. I'm talking with the other guys and telling them to play better. You know, how about when
there's Petrie 3 minutes left in the
shot.
Game last
Petrie's
night.
Petrie's standing there for 25 minutes.
Okay.
And he had his choice of whatever he wanted to do because no penguin was going to touch him. I don't know why, but he was just left alone to stand there and contemplate life on the ice.
There's
that,
3 minutes left in the game
last
night.
That's how that shot got in. It's as much
You're
about
on a
the
power
defense.
Play. You're on a power play. The puck comes back. Matt Murray lets it shuffle to his feet and shuffles it over like he's shoveling snow over into the corner. Do you think Tristan Jarry doesn't come out and play that puck and play with a little bit more urgency? It's not just stopping the puck. Matt Murray's inability to play the puck and to help these guys out at all is glaring when you're trying to play from behind. It's absolutely glaring. He shuffled the puck over to the side like, oh, okay. He's playing like they got 45 minutes left. Yeah. Tristan Jarry comes out 15 feet from the net and meets that puck and lets it fly and lets go.
Matt Murray is not the reason that they're in this situation that they're in.
Well,
he's not. He is not the reason
not
that
so
they're
sure
in this situation.
That.
I'm not going to roll the dice. Regardless of how good of a regular season that Tristan Jarry has had, I am sticking there. You know, Matt Murray's been better than Evgeny Malkin. I'm not making that switch. I'm not taking Gino out because he's sucked in this series. I mean, Malkin's got a score.
Yeah, but there's only one goal.
Ole Matta has two goals in this postseason.
Where's Gino? There's no way that Matt Murray can be out there on Friday. There's no way that you can put him out there. We take your calls next, 412-928-9370. You can't. You can't play him tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter.
And remember, Jarry lost his last four starts in the regular season. I mean, it's not like he was – if you want to continue it on, he wasn't playing great at the end of the year.
Matt Murray's 2-10 in his last 12 playoff games. 2-10. In his last 12 playoff games.
Sidney Crosby.
There's one goal. You don't think that
it's
the Petrie shot was savable?
That's what I'm telling you. Was the Petrie shot savable? Sure, he could have taken a different angle on that. But how about someone defending Petrie? Instead of letting him stand there and think about his options.
It's okay to ask the guy to make a big save. That's okay. That's okay. We've seen Carey Price do it all series. He did it on the power play late when Sidney Crosby went between his legs and almost had a chance. We take your calls on this next. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.